Remembering the brave 176 Brigade. Member Chris Lowe tells the moving story behind a new regimental memorial in Normandy, commemorating the Battle of Brieux Bridgehead. After my national service with the 1st Battalion, the North Staffordshire Prince of Wales's Regiment, I served for 12 years with the Territorials in the 6th Battalion. It was this battalion, along with other battalions from the South Staffordshire Regiment and supporting units, that had performed heroically in the push to cross the River Orne south of Caen in early August 1944 and established what became known as the Brieux Bridgehead. As part of 59th Staffordshire Infantry Division, 176 Brigade held the bridgehead and ultimately triumphed over the fanatical 12th SS Panzer Division, Hitlerjugend. I subsequently served with men from the battalion who had fought with such bravery, crossing the Orne and holding the bridgehead for 3 days. They never talked about their experiences. It was only on a visit to Normandy with my military historian friend Phil Jocelyn that we uncovered the full story. We were astonished by the doggedness and heroism of both the soldiers and the civilians in the area. It was a story that had to be told. The inhabitants of the small village of Grimbosch have never forgotten the sacrifice of the Staffords and the units that supported them in securing their liberation. On the morning of 10th August, Lieutenant General Sir Ian Cave, Colonel of the Mercian Regiment, along with the Mayor of Grimbosch, unveiled the new memorial in the Grimbosch village square. The wreaths laid by General Sir Ian and the Mayor of Grimbosch, Gilles Brunel, were handed to them by pupils at the local primary school. The touching involvement of young people was enhanced by heartfelt tributes by two youngsters who spoke of the importance of keeping the story of the sacrifices made by the soldiers and villagers alive. The wording on the plaque poignantly links remembrance of both liberators and villagers. At the end of the ceremony, the last post was sounded, flags were lowered by both French and British veterans, and both national anthems were played. Two of those present from the village, now in their 90s, were just boys at the time of the mayhem and slaughter that went on all around them. Their village was largely destroyed, but they were liberated. They bear no ill feeling. In fact, they have nothing but love and respect for the territorial soldiers who came to free them. In the afternoon, villagers, visitors and friends of the 59th Staffordshire Division paid their respects at the Riverside Memorial to a British soldier, Ernie Blinkow, a Royal Military Gunner from Staffordshire, who after the war spent some 60 years fostering a lasting relationship with the area he had fought over. Finally, the British visitors and French hosts stood on the bridge over the Orne, the Pont de Brie, and cast flowers into the water. There was barely a dry eye as we stood on the bridge, which was at the centre of the battle. Brieux Bridgehead became a battle honour of the North Staffordshire Regiment. The following day, in nearby Thury Harcourt, more wreaths were laid, this time at the memorial to the 59th Infantry Division. Brigadier Jim Tanner, former Colonel of the Staffordshire Regiment, laid the regimental wreath, and the Mayor of Thury Harcourt, Philippe Legal, along with veterans and local people, added his. This was followed by parades and reenactments by the local Friends of the 59th Division, dressed in 1940s battle dress and carrying authentic weapons and equipment. The visitors from the Staffordshire Regimental Association attended a mass to the fallen, then had lunch with the mayor and local dignitaries. This was followed by further reenactments of the liberation, a 1940s dance and a firework display. Throughout the day, the town's Espace Memoir, memory space, to the 59th Division was open, displaying hundreds of photographs, letters and memorabilia given by the soldiers and their families over 80 years of repeated visits. The special events over the weekend were a moving expression of the affection for the British liberators of their town, best summed up by notices in the town hall and in many shop windows which read, "Welcome to our liberators, thank you." The Staffordshire Regimental Association's visit ended with a short ceremony at the British Military Cemetery at Fontenay-le-Pesnel, where many of the 241 soldiers who died in these Orne battles now rest in peace. A wreath was laid on the memorial to all those who were killed, and another was laid on the grave of a South Stafford soldier. I laid a wreath on the grave of a North Stafford soldier. All these ceremonies and acts of remembrance gave real meaning to the simple, oft-repeated message, "We shall remember them." A new book telling the detailed story of the bloody battles across the hills of Normandy and over the River Orne, leading to the final rout of the German army at Falaise, is now out. Author Phil Jocelyn's book, The Hills of Hell, capture the excitement of the fierce fighting by the 59th Division from the Normandy beaches through the bocage around Caen to the formidable barrier of the River Orne and the surrounding hills. It contains many photographs taken during the battles that have never been published. So fierce was the fighting that after the war, detailed French maps of the area call the hill above Thierry Harcourt La Colline d'Enfer, the Hill of Hell. To the Staffordshire soldiers at the time, all the hills and ridges were hills of hell. Today, thankfully, they are havens of peace and tranquility. The book can be ordered directly from the Staffordshire Regimental Museum at Lichfield, or phone or email. If you wish to pay your own respects to these gallant territorial soldiers, you can visit the war memorial in Stafford, opposite the railway station, or the commemorative tree donated by the people of Thierry Harcourt at the National Memorial Arboretum at Erwas. Further information relating to the Normandy campaign can be found at the Staffordshire Regimental Museum.